right, as we continue now, Joe Biden was in Howell on kind of a random trip. It appeared from what I could see that a lot more Trump supporters showed up than anything else. I see that all over the country now, but with Joe Biden's approval ratings continuing to swan dive, if you missed it yesterday, Rasmussen, minus 17, 41% approve, 58% disapprove. Rasmussen, one of the most accurate polls in the 2020 election, so I put that out there. Plus, the latest polling in Michigan gives Joe Biden only 39% support, down from the 50s. And so when he shows up in Howell, you'd think that he'd do some things to move the needle. But what he did is avoid the elephant in the room, says Chad Livengood, senior editor of Politics and Policy, Cranes Detroit. Chad, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
So, line five, the administration lost the battle for line three in Minnesota. They did cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, but the line five battle continues, even though most people can pretty safely say at this point, the price of propane is at the highest it's been at this time of the year in a long time, $2.50 and climbing. Natural gas also expensive. Gasoline higher than it's been since 2014. Closing line five would be an economic tsunami for Michigan. And yet he didn't talk about it at all, even though Governor Gretchen Whitmer continues to push that with her Attorney General Dana Nessel, trying to shut Line 5 for some misguided campaign promise. But he didn't mention it, did he?
No, he didn't. And I looked at it from the lens of where he was standing. And he was standing in the Union Training Center for the Operating Engineers Local 324. This is the heavy equipment operators who run cranes, bulldozers, and paving machines, and even also tall boring machines. And these men and women stand to gain a lot of jobs from building this nearly billion-dollar tunnel that Enbridge is talking about, or what they're pursuing, not just talking about, building this tunnel underneath Lake Michigan in order to house its Line 5 oil pipeline. And they've been, you know, so starkly pushing for it. They even kicked in some money for the Republican Party's Mackinac Policy Leadership Conference a few weeks ago to sponsor kind of a rare bucking of the Democratic Party. And so here's the President of the United States, and the other context of it: the day before, Justin Trudeau's government in Ottawa took a rare action to invoke a 1977 treaty to prevent Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer from shutting down Line 5.
Warned her. I mean, Chad, in fairness, the Canadians have been warning us for a long time. We will do this. Stop acting like fools, basically. I'll paraphrase. But you know, when Canada says we're deeply disappointed by this development, that means they're really angry. And Justin Trudeau is really angry right now over this because it really impacts Ontario and the rest of Canada, plus it impacts Michigan negatively. I can't see an upside to any of this. It's not like we're going to get rid of fossil fuels. I mean, let's be honest, the government is completely addicted to the tax money, first of all, so that's a pretty practical matter. They're not going to give up the money on fossil fuels. So why act like it? Why posture yourself as if you will and waste taxpayer dollars in the effort?
Yeah, and the thing is, I've observed for many years reporting on this issue, is the opponents of Line 5 keep framing Line 5 as some kind of Canadian oil pipeline that only benefits Canada, and that is just absolutely incorrect. 50% of the Lower Peninsula's propane comes from Line 5. 50%. Now, there's been an emphasis that the Upper Peninsula, and Upper Peninsula is like 90% of its propane comes from Line 5. But the Upper Peninsula is 3% of Michigan's propane usage in residential use. It is a fraction of what a downstate, lower peninsula,
sure,
more populated areas.
But let me back up a little bit. You're exactly right. Michigan uses more propane than any state in America when it comes to heating our homes. Right now, it's at $2.50 and climbing. It could be a very devastating winter, especially for people that are, you know, on tight incomes or government assistance or a fixed income. But the treaty, I mean, what was that, a week ago that Canada made it clear they're going to invoke the treaty? It's never been used before, 1977. That should take Governor Whitmer out of the conversation completely. She's put herself in a place that I don't believe a Michigan governor has ever been put, and that's in the center of an international treaty dispute with our best trading partner, Canada. I mean, she's pushed it to a point, along with Dana Nessel, to a point that you've invoked, for lack of a better term, an international incident. Correct?
Yep. Yeah, and that was what was so stark, was the President of the United States is standing in the Union Hall that is the Union is fighting for keeping Line 5 intact or keeping the project intact to build a new tunnel. The day after this major international move, and he didn't say anything about it, and it just kind of seemed like a real big, as I wrote, elephant in the room here. That eventually the Biden administration is going to have to weigh in and negotiate this issue with Ottawa directly, cutting out the governor and the attorney general of Michigan.
Right. So they've got to be out of the conversation. They have to be. How could they not be?
The tunnel is still potentially going forward. It's really actually now in the Biden administration's hands because the state has given its green light. But the problem with just shutting down the pipeline right now is not just also the energy crisis that might ensue with gasoline supply and propane supply, but the problem politically for Democrats is there's a lot of union jobs at refineries in Detroit and Toledo, even Sarnia, Ontario. People cross the bridge from Port Huron every day for a job as a pipe fitter or a laborer of some sort, a union job over at Canada.
Isn't this why, Chad, we've seen a migration in 2016, certainly some of it went back in 20, but a big migration over the last many years of union membership leaving the Democrat Party behind, saying, look, you don't represent me anymore. This is one of the reasons, is it not?
This is one of the reasons you hear about it. And again, the laborers union and the operating engineers union gave money to the Republican Party to sponsor their shindig on Mackinac Island. I mean, that just seems like a real wake-up call for Democrats that this is not an issue that they're just taking lightly. And this is part of the balancing act that both the president and the governor have to figure out how to
There's no balancing act. They're on the wrong side of this thing.
They act within their own coalition. They got the environmental left, and then they've got the union workers on the other side of this issue that have jobs at stake.
Right, but you look at the fact. I mean, you've got a president, according to the latest polling in Michigan, only has 39% in the state, much lower among independents, and they're on the wrong side of this thing. Chad, real quickly, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to see really how this one goes forward. But as I said earlier, this is really now in the hands of the Biden administration to negotiate with Justin Trudeau's government some kind of an agreement to go forward with the pipeline deal.
All right, excellent. Greatly appreciate all of it, as always. Chad Livengood, you can find him on the pages of Crane's Detroit online as well. Chad, always appreciate your insights.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Quick break now. Excuse me. I will be right back on the Steve Cooper Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.